This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican Representative Lauren Boebert says the director of the U.S. Secret Service should be fired over the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. During a Congressional Oversight Committee hearing today, Boebert was frustrated by what she called the lack of answers provided by Director Kimberly Cheadle.
I find this rather maddening, especially now knowing that you do have answers from the FBI, who you have been passing the buck to this entire hearing.
A number of lawmakers called on Cheadle to resign during the hearing. Cheadle says she called Trump to apologize directly and told lawmakers she'd try to be as transparent as possible. The House is expected to vote this week to create a bipartisan task force to investigate the shooting. The practice of testing wastewater to help protect human health is expanding. During the pandemic, researchers began tracking the COVID-19 virus in sewer systems. Now, Denver will soon use the same technique to enable the city's health department to detect the synthetic opioid fentanyl and other substances. The city's Marie Curran says samples will be collected and shipped to a company to test for a variety of things.
Fentanyl, xylazine, cocaine, methamphetamine, and the metabolite of nicotine.
The funding for the program comes from the state's opioid settlement money. A man in Watkins is under arrest for allegedly participating in a cockfighting ring. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says it seized 39 birds, including 32 roosters, from the man's property. The Sheriff's Office says the man is suspected of animal fighting and cruelty to animals. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.